Hey, this is Noah Garcia, the host of NG Unplugged and the Leadership Tidbit series. Today, let's talk about briefly how to listen for the footsteps of future leaders. So, I don't know about you, but I've gotten this kind of knack for knowing who is walking down the hallways based on their footsteps. So, somebody's walking down the hallway, and I'm like, yep, that's so-and-so, that's him, that's her. And for the most part, I get it right. There'll be times where somebody does a switcheroo, meaning that they're wearing similar shoes, or it sounds like that other individual, because they got new shoes, or whatever the case may be. But for the most part, you can identify somebody by the way they walk. Are you able to do that? Have you found yourself knowing who the person is based on their footsteps? So you could practice and learn how to pick up on footsteps of people. You recognize the sounds of their shoes, their steps, the cadence they walk to, the squeakiness or the lack of squeakiness of the shoes. How hard they push down when they walk, or how light they walk. So, do you hear the footsteps of people walking down your hallways, at work, walking within your business? Practice listening and seeing if you could connect the footsteps to the individuals that you come in contact with. And so how does this tie into leadership? So let's ask these questions. Ask yourself these questions. Do you hear the footsteps of future leaders walking down the hallways of life? Do you hear the footsteps of future leaders within your teams, your organizations, your businesses? When you hear the footsteps, what do you do? You recognize them. You support them, you encourage them, you provide feedback, you mentor them. Yes, it is up to those individuals to understand the process of leadership and their journey and identify for themselves and take action. However, you as a current leader, part of your responsibility is knowing to listen for the footsteps of the future leaders. Identify them, encourage them, plant that seed, and let them then decide what they would like to do with it. There are future leaders that never come into existence. Maybe if someone recognized their footsteps and planted a seed, helped water it a little, and then stepped back, let them then take over. Identifying greatness in others that you lead. So how do you listen for footsteps? It takes practice. Listen for what the footsteps are saying. Listen to what the individuals you lead are saying. Look at how they once spoke and how they now are speaking. Listen for the value in their knowledge, where they once started and where they now are. For the wisdom, for the understanding, where they once were and where they now are. It takes practice. Yeah, you look at what they've gotten accomplished, what they've done, their tasks, goals, the metrics, but look deeper, listen closely to the footsteps, and recognize and identify future leaders. So that's your tidbit for today. Practice listening to your own footsteps. What are your own footsteps saying? So until next time, take care. Keep your ear to the ground on listening and practicing for the footsteps of future leaders. So until next time, take care.